and it didn't crack. It was that kind. And old Mr. was the one that built it.
And so it was built then like early 1800s then, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. It was before the war.
Before the war. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Because he was down there then.
Mm-hmm.
And he had two, you know, the slaves always went by the name of the people that owned them.
Mm-hmm.
And he had two. My grandmother had one. Her name was Lewis. And she had Albert Lewis was her slave.
Mm-hmm.
And then my grandfather's was Talbot McCrae.
Mm-hmm.
And he afterwards moved to Helena.
Mm-hmm.
Well, but he then, my grandfather thought that Talbot would look after my grandmother and all of them while he was gone.
Mm-hmm.
And so my grandmother, they had a Surrey then,
mm-hmm,
with a silver harness.
Mm-hmm.
And so they didn't want they told him not to tell where they had hidden that. And my grandmother told him to take the floor up out of the toilet place,
mm-hmm,
and put it under there.
Mm-hmm.
And he put it out there, and they never would have found it.
Mm-hmm.
But he told them where it was. And after that, my grandfather wouldn't have him anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but he accumulated a lot of money, this nigger did,
mm-hmm,
in Helena.
Mm-hmm.
And one day, when he found out that my grandfather was sick, he heard about it, so he came, and he said, "General," he said, "I want to do something for you." He said, he brought him a gun, and it had a $25 gold piece in the handle of the gun. He said, "I want to give you this for the way I treated you." He said, "I am just as good to you as you are to me. You take it back." And he wouldn't have it.
Mm-hmm.
So that was that.
Mm-hmm. Well, in this house, you were telling me that it had a fireplace upstairs and then a fireplace in the parlor.
Uh-huh. Fireplace in each room upstairs.
Upstairs.
Yeah.
Oh, now maybe.
Well, and one downstairs too.
And one downstairs too. Uh-huh. Well, what would you call? What did you call the thing that the smoke went out through?
Chimney.
Mm-hmm. And
that's a chimney.
Uh-huh. And then now, like here in this house, that open place, like that brick place in the front of the fireplace. What was that called?
The hearth.
And what would they call those metal things that they'd set in put in the fireplace to lay the wood across?
Oh, let's see, andirons.
Mm-hmm. Now, a long time ago, did you ever hear them called anything else?
Uh-uh.
Dog irons or?
No, just andirons, the only thing I've
That's
heard.
That's all you'd ever heard.
Mm-hmm. I've got them for here, too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you do? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I was wondering if you'd ever heard them, like a long time ago, if they had fire dogs or dog irons or anything like that.
No, it was andirons.
Mm-hmm. Now, what did they call like that shelf that you have up above your fireplace?
Mantelpiece.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
And what would they call them? Like a big piece of wood that they might burn for like several days at a time?
Backlog.
Oh, backlog.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and what did you call the little pieces of wood that you used to start the?
Just kindling.
Mm-hmm. And now, in a fireplace, you'd have to clean out the
ashes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Well, some people have them to go down.
Oh.
But I was done. We'd mm-hmm have to take them out.
Mm-hmm. Well, what about that black stuff in the that accumulates?
This soot?
Uh-huh.
Well, it's still there.